Let's break out of the bubble and see what's happening out there in pop culture. It's Swiper Stay on Daybreak.
Let's play the game. Let's see what we got today. I'm looking forward to it.
Let's play it. Parker, welcome back.
Good to be back.
The name of the game. It's called Swiper Stay. I'm going to read some vague pop culture headlines, and Parker and Brian are going to have to decide whether to stay or to swipe on to the next story. So let's get started with number one. British rock star makes headlines for congratulating the king.
Oh, I saw the picture. I didn't read the story. I'm going to stay.
You didn't read the story?
I did not.
Okay.
I didn't read the story.
I don't know anything about this. Stay.
Oh, Brian, you're going to love this story. Now, here's the deal. I'm going to preface this with what is audio, and I implore you all to go look for it. However, for the radio audience, it wouldn't translate well enough because it's so hard to hear. So it wouldn't be doing anybody any good. So, Sir Rod Stewart is making the rounds today in entertainment news, this time for congratulating King Charles on his trip to our lovely country. Monday's 50th anniversary celebration for the King's Trust at London's Royal Albert Hall, Rod Stewart congratulated the King and his Queen by saying, "May I say, well done in the Americas. You were superb, absolutely superb. Put that little rat bag in his place." Those are not my words. That is the actual quote from Rod Stewart to King Charles at Royal Albert Hall.
Who was he talking about?
He doesn't come out and say exactly who it was. I think everybody in our audience is smart enough to piece that one together.
Yeah.
Who he could be talking about. Yeah. Put that little rat bag in his place is one of the greatest quotes that will go down in history.
But then the weird part was after he said that, he looked at Camille and said, "Do you think I'm sexy?"
Good about it.
Parker, that's a song, just in case.
Okay.
That's one of Rod Stewart's biggest hits.
Okay.
If you want my body and just the sexy, let me know.
All right. Enough singing from these two morons. All right. Story number two, Dancing with the Stars adds a non-traditional celebrity to the lineup.
Swipe.
I don't care.
Oh, my God.
See?
You guys are killing me.
See? His feelings get hurt when we swipe.
No, my feelings aren't hurt, but I think you two made a grave mistake, but I'll come back to it in the secret show.
See, this is what happens when we swipe. We get to hear it anyway later. It's fine.
Wisconsin sports owner, target of blackmail scheme.
Well, we talked about this yesterday and stuff you need to know.
Yeah, I'm a swipe.
We did the whole story.
Hollywood director becomes travel companion to scout filming locations.
Oh, all right. We'll stay. We swipe two in a row? I don't want to swipe the whole day.
No, it's okay. You don't like my stories, Brian.
I do. I'm worried his bench talked isn't about deep that enough. Story for 10 minutes yesterday.
But Parker didn't get to. I felt bad for Parker.
Was it yesterday?
Parker should take the day off. He wants to hear all the story. You know what he can do, Frank? He can go to Spotify and listen to the podcast.
There you go. Plug it.
Oh, what a plug. Maybe you're listening on Spotify right now. Maybe
you are. All right, Frank, who's the Hollywood director?
Hollywood director becomes travel companion. Now, guys, I know this is a weird headline. And if I was writing for a newspaper, I don't think this headline would fly.
Okay.
But you know who is flying? Hollywood director Brett Ratner. Where is he flying, boys? On Air Force One.
Is he going to China with the president?
He is flying to China with the president.
I see.
And he will be scouting filming locations for Rush Hour 4.
Wow.
Because 3 wasn't good enough.
Because 1 wasn't enough.
Hold on. Here's what I'll say. I hate Brett Ratner. And I don't think we need a Rush Hour 4.
For a myriad of reasons.
Rush Hour 1 and Rush Hour 2 were good movies.
Never saw them.
Nothing.
No
okay.
I don't think I saw either.
Okay.
No interest. Chris Tucker, Jackie Chan, right?
Yeah, they were both funny in it. I don't think we need a 4.
Is that the one? Is this the word? Do you understand the words coming out of my mouth?
Yes.
So I know that. I know that
Which,
line. That's it.
I'm going to be honest. Don't worry. Some of the jokes didn't age well.
Yeah. Did they give a reason why he's flying with the president?
The president is doing business over there.
Yeah, he's going to China.
Well, let me tell you.
Zuckerberg and Musk, too.
Here's what I'll say. This will be Ratner's first narrative feature since he was accused of sexual harassment and misconduct.
Ooh.
In 2017, he's admitted no wrongdoing, of course.
Of course.
What was the last project Brett Ratner executed?
Charlie's Angels? No, nope. That was McGee. The Melania movie?
The Melania movie.
Oh, another
the Melania
piece of the
movie.
Puzzle.
That's why Brett Ratner is back on Air Force One.
All right.
Hitching a ride to China, scouting some filming locations for Rush wow. Hour 4. The movie that, you know what? America may be down right now. We may be facing some affordability crises.
That's all made up, Frank.
But you know what will help us? Rush Hour 4.
Rush Hour 4. Hey,
you never know. It's the weirdest things that bring us together.
Well, Parker, to your point, that is it would be very weird if that brought us See? Together. Because, as Frank mentioned, a lot of those jokes don't fly today, so I don't know how they're going to clean it up. and isn't Jackie Chan like 106? No shade on Jackie Chan, but...
He's old.
He's old.
He's and older Chris, than you think he is.
Yes, and Chris Tucker is not the young, energetic actor comedian that he used to be.
One quick thing, Brian. We've got 30 seconds. Donald Gibb, who was Ogre from Revenge of the Nerds, also passed away.
Oh.
Overnight. 71 years old.
Pour one out for Ogre. That's sad. Thank you, Frank.